Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor for Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to FAA's Managing Safety. This is your host, Amy Loboda. I'm here at Sun and Fun 2010. It's Lindbergh Foundation Day, and we're at the green space with Dr. Amy Lang. Dr. Amy Lang has been a 2007 and 2008 Lindbergh Grant recipient for her studies with fluid dynamics and surfaces. Particularly one thing that you've been interested in, you started with, is it shark skin?
Yes.
Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes shark skin so efficient?
Well, if you consider the fact that you would think a shark would be smooth, sort of like a dolphin, but over time, shark have grown in a suit of armor. Basically, they're called denticles. Their scales are called denticles, which are literally teeth that have grown over their entire body. And so there's so many different species of sharks out there. And faster swimming sharks particularly seem to have involved smaller scales that are more flexible. And so if you've ever gone to a shark touch pool, which they have a lot in these aquariums now, seem to be fairly popular, you run your hand over the shark in the direction the flow would go, and it feels fairly smooth. But if you reverse your hand, it feels rougher, like sandpaper. And what you're doing is that is you're bristling their scales. So the scales have a certain preferred flow direction to them. And so why would, you know, what is the advantage to that is this the topic of study that I'm looking at.
Terrific. So what did you discover? You've been studying this for quite a long time because I've been watching your progress and you've had some very good grants. What have you discovered?
Yes, I've luckily been funded twice by the Lindbergh Foundation, and just recently I've obtained a grant from the National Science Foundation to collaborate also with some biologists. So we got about a $350,000 grant. And so what I'm looking at now is the biologists are trying to tell me, you know, these scales, what size and shape they have, and what angles will they bristle to if they just, they're slow, sort of flexible to the touch. And so what we do is we take that information, and previously I'd used what was reported in literature, and the scales are very small on a shark. They're about 0.2 millimeters in size. So we scale that up to 100 times larger so that we can put them in a water tunnel and see what flow is occurring when they bristle. And so the first thing that we've discovered with the Lindbergh Foundation grant money that I got was that when you have a bristled shark scale geometry, the cavities form sort of like dimples on a golf ball, mm-hmm. form within the skin, and you can get vortices or small circular motion, recircular motion occurring then within the skin. And so the effect is similar to dimples on a golf ball, but a golf ball has no preferred flow direction like a shark does. So is there some mechanism? And we've really hypothesized that there are really three mechanisms that are at play on the shark skin. And one of them is that preferred flow direction. That is, the flow reverses, which is going to occur when a flow wants to separate off a body. And when that happens, you get high pressure drag. And so dimples on a golf ball help to keep the flow attached to the ball, and that's why a dimpled golf ball will fly farther. So in a shark, what we think is happening is that, well, when the flow starts to reverse, which occurs when a flow separates, right at the surface, the flow instead gets sort of channeled down in between the scales and causes them to bristle and then recirculate. And so the flow that's right above the surface then sees that embedded cavity flow and it allows it to skip over the surface and stay attached. So that's, and then really, that's the primary mechanism that we're looking at and trying to study.
There is a lot of natural application to an aircraft wing for that.
Well, you know, we're looking at maintaining possibly control surfaces. Anytime you can prevent flow separation, you're going to decrease your parasite or drag on the aircraft. So it could be, you know, a shark swims very differently. It's a very flexible body. An aircraft is a very fixed body. So it's a very different type of movement. But there could be certain strategic locations on an aircraft where you want to maintain flow attachment that these could be, this sort of geometry could be applied.
And you're saying there are actually quite a few moving surfaces on an airplane, and right. They might be the better places to think about that technology.
Right, to maintain those control surfaces so that they are maintaining control of the aircraft, so that's a safety issue, definitely.
Okay, right now, one thing that we've done a lot of work with are vortex generators.
Yes.
People are discovering. Now, they put those on the fixed leading edge of the wings.
Right. Yeah, these work. Ours would be more of a microscale type geometry that would be applied to the wing. Vortex generators, basically what they work is that they are little perturbances that you put on the wing, and behind that perturbance, you generate a wake, and that wake then mixes the high momentum fluid in the that's above the surface down towards the surface to maintain that flow attachment. So it's the same goal, but in this case, it would be the shark skin is not sitting up there the whole time always inducing drag. It's something that's really only activated when it's needed.
All right, Amy Lang, we're going to take a quick break here with Managing Safety. We'll be right back.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lobota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety. I have here with me this morning Dr. Amy Lang. She's here at Lindbergh Aviation Day, Sun and Fun 2010. We've been talking about the surface of a shark skin and how the shark can possibly swim faster because of the surface that it's got. It's not really smooth. It's actually a bunch of almost mini, possibly vortex generators is what she's discovered over time, and the potential applications to aviation. So we have to ask her a few questions. How long have you seen this jump from what you're studying as a biologist to aerospace?
Well, actually, I'm an aerospace engineer.
Ah.
So, I'm collaborating with biologists right now. And so we, as engineers, are trying to isolate those mechanisms that are at play on the shark skin. And can we simplify that? Does it have to be as complex looking as the shark skin geometry is? Because the shark skin also serves multiple purposes for the shark. It's a coat of armor for the shark. So we're really trying to isolate those mechanisms by mimicking that geometry, putting it as a larger size, putting that into a water tunnel. And then what we do is we can measure the flow, see if flow is being delayed, the separation, inhibiting the separation over various models, and under what conditions is flow being separation being controlled.
Now, you were talking before about the shark swimming so differently than an airplane that's a rigid structure moving through the air, but we do have some flying machines that are not so rigid, such as airships and balloons. Is there potential for applying this kind of technology to a less rigid surface flying?
Anywhere where your flow separation is a problem and maneuverability is an issue, I think this could be ultimately applied.
Excellent. And it would enhance safety by making the aircraft, of any kind of aircraft, more efficient.
Yes, it could decrease drag and also that safety issue of maintaining the control surface, which is important for controlling the aircraft.
Sure, exactly. If that control surface is not stalled,
right.
Then it's still flying, and that's going to help you. If you could make it impossible to stall that control surface, boy, that'd be amazing.
Exactly, yes.
As an aerospace engineer collaborating with biologists, you got to have a lot of fun with them at some point, because you're thinking about air, they're thinking about water, but really they're the same medium to you.
Exactly. It's all fluids. We can make the flow similar even though it's air versus water. You can keep a similarity parameter known as the Reynolds number the same. And so it's anything that's done in water is relevant for air.
Where do you see this research going in say 5 years?
Well, I hope to isolate what the mechanisms at play are on the shark skin and have good proof that flow separation is indeed delayed with this type of geometry, and hopefully show that it works better than vortex generators, which are really what is being in use right now and could ultimately Which would not really be my area because I'm not much into materials, but could you ultimately manufacture a tape or something like that that somebody could buy and just and tape onto surfaces of the aircraft to maintain that delay of flow separation?
Yeah, the tape or material that actually incorporates that would be phenomenal and much lighter than some of the materials we use today. And I can only imagine that even that armor idea of it being something tough that might be difficult to pierce and things like that could be appealing to aviators.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought about that.
I can imagine DARPA might be interested.
Well, yeah, that would be the next step. I mean, right now the National Science Foundation has funded it, and so they're seen more as a basic research. DARPA is more of an applied research. Once you have an idea that's really sort of been proven to some degree, that's when you sort of go to DARPA and they sort of try to run with it.
Well, I'm looking forward to being able to purchase some kind of tape or film that I could put on the wing of my RV-10 and suddenly increase the efficiency of my airplane by leaps and bounds. So I'll be watching you very carefully in the future. Dr. Amy Lang, where can people get more information about your research?
Well, you can go to the University of Alabama website, go into the College of Engineering, Aerospace Engineering, and under faculty, and I have a webpage.
And what's the University of Alabama website URL? Do you know?
www.ua.edu.
Thank you very much, Amy, for your time here. This has been Amy Lobota with Dr. Amy Lang, FAA's Managing Safety.